the Willow Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games of present, future, and past. We'll talk about some news, what we played recently. We will surmise some scores, do believe, please believe. We're happy that you've joined us, this is the place to be. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUSB.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Level Up Show podcast. I am your host, Dirk Vance. It's episode 285. I'm here, of course, with my good friend and Jordan Bohannon's best friend. It is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm the one who knocked him out.
No. Thanks for the memes. That video. I watched that video so many times, and he got his ass beat. So good.
I've never seen it, but. Yeah, I mean, whatever happened to that guy? Did they press charges on that dude?
I never followed up. I just reveled in the joy of Jordan Bohannon getting his ass beat because I hate that dude.
I wonder what caused that whole interaction. But
it's quite good.
Maybe the guy was just trying to fix his hair, like his hair was a little off, so he's trying to knock it back in place.
Could be what it was. Also joining us is the owner of the Denver Broncos. It is Patrick Mahomes' biggest fan. Just careful, Ralph. Hello, Ralph.
That's Tavon Diggs' son. That's Patrick Mahomes' biggest fan.
The Chiefs still own us. Yeah, I mean, you're just like just like Aaron Rodgers. You should have screamed that you own us. I own you.
No, they don't. Chiefs don't own anyone. I thought you were gonna say something about Demaryius Thomas.
Oh yeah, man. What a tragedy that was. I woke up this morning and had a couple people text me about that. That's 33 years old, man. Rumor is that he died of a medical condition, possibly a seizure while he was in the shower.
That sucks. So probably hit his head or something.
That's just that's brutal. I mean, what, one of the greatest Broncos wide receivers of all time. I want to say second or third in receptions and receiving yards next to Rod Smith and Shannon, probably. Just wow. You just don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know he was that young.
Yeah, just retired this year.
He was a lot older than that.
Nope, just retired this year in June. Yeah, absolutely. Like a Broncos, you know, Broncos Hall of Famer. I don't know about Hall of Fame receiver by any means, but super great wide receiver. Nothing but praise all over the NFL today about just his infectious attitude and how great he was with like all these people's kids, including like Peyton Manning's kids loved him. All these ex-Broncos coming out and talking about him, and yeah, just that's a brutal one. 33, man. That scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I was gonna bring up the Travis Kelce fumble, but then you dropped that on us.
I didn't watch any of that game. I don't know what happened to Travis Kelce. He can't catch a ball or hold on to it anymore.
You know, apparently, they said he didn't catch it, and then like they said it because he didn't have the ball for a long enough time period.
He absolutely fumbled that ball.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean,
Mike Vrabel like tweeted the NFL officiating crew to like show them they were wrong.
He's like, they literally, he caught it, made a absolute football move, had it, and then it got knocked out. And they're like, No.
It's like, we can't have the Broncos thinking they can win this.
Yeah, no, come on now. This is Sunday Night Football. They're here to watch the Chiefs.
Yeah, that game didn't get flexed for no reason.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, they knew that Mahomes was bringing the money. All those high VS.
Yeah, no touchdowns.
Yeah, scored no touchdowns. Yeah, he ran one. He fucked me on that because I had money on two other receivers, and of course he just decides to run it in.
Oh, cool. He's had a few games this year where he hasn't thrown a touchdown.
I mean, he's out there throwing interceptions just fine.
He's playing old man Peyton Manning football.
Yeah. Game managing himself into a Super Bowl.
Yeah, throw like one pick, no touchdowns, throw like 150 yards.
These last five games, you got to put in Chad Henne, though.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, they could maybe go pick up Tyrod Taylor because he got benched for life, apparently. Yeah.
Apparently he sucks. I'm sure Osweiler's still out there. He'll remember how to do it.
Oh, gosh. He'll remember how to make money.
Yeah. I'm sure he's just bathing in his money.
How many chances Tyrod Taylor gets to start? He's got to be...
Probably not. He's got to be better than Davis Mills, but maybe
apparently not. Apparently not, according to the Houston Texans.
Well, why waste money on him as a starter if he never finishes the season. Like, why not go get somebody to invest in that's going to finish the season and be the future? Because
I mean,
Taylor's over 30 now, right? It's got to be.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, didn't the Giants also go pick up some random-ass backup quarterback for their third string that's now starting because the injuries to Mike Glennon and Daniel Jones?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah,
it's probably. The amount of backup quarterbacks that are getting signed off of practice squads or otherwise, it's crazy to me to see some of these names and then think, like, aren't there other people still out there that are probably better than these people? But apparently I'm not right.
Well, cause... I saw somebody saying that you want your backup quarterback to be a game manager type, like, sure. Me. But how does Glennon fit that description? That dude's also a turnover machine. That's not game manager.
So I mean,
what's he doing out there?
He's got starter experience.
Like,
what keeps him going.
Why aren't these teams trying? I mean, I guess trade deadlines, whatever. But, you're not trying to trade for, like, a fucking Josh Rosen who has been able to prove himself so well, right? And then you could go trade for, a Jake Fromm who's just sitting on the bench, or a C.J. Beathard. Or, like, there's people out there that you could go trade for, and they're just making no moves.
Well, I feel like at that point, it's like you might as well just sign your own, bring up your own practice squad guy, because
just take the draft pick. Yeah, just take the draft pick.
You got to rely on someone like that.
Yeah, you know, it's a bad game. It's a bad time.
It's not gonna happen.
Speaking of football, Mr. Madden over there, how'd the Madden game turn out?
It was a blowout. I think I beat the Titans 56-10. I think.
Wow, still just laying it on thick.
Yeah, it was a lot of pressure because Ed Oliver was, like, that little breakout story. So I thought I was going to have to get it by – they wanted me to, like, under 75 yards of rushing, and I was playing the Titans, so I was playing Derrick Henry. And he got, like, 90 yards on me, so I was like, oh, shit, I didn't get it. But then it's also, like, get an interception, a couple tackles for loss, or a couple sacks or whatever, and I must have met that criteria. I know I got two picks, but definitely not with Ed Oliver.
I thought you were gonna say Ed Hockley, like he was all of a sudden playing football.
No, and then Vanessa had two sacks, but I didn't see Oliver get any. So I have to go back and check to see. But somehow I met the criteria and he's a superstar now, so that's good.
We're burying the lead here when it comes to football and not talking about the most important story of last week, though. The Lions
keeping the playoff hopes alive. Playoff hopes
they're going on a run now.
I mean, listen, you went from you tied the Steelers and you beat the Vikings and then you watch them both play not so great in the fourth quarter anyway for the Vikings, but the Steelers looked absolutely like a team that would tie with the Lions.
Sometimes the Steelers, I feel like, play worse than the Lions by like a lot. So it's amazing that the Steelers have the record they do, because feel like a lot of times when they go out there and they look like trash.
Remember that team was undefeated for a long time last year somehow.
Yeah, and then they just shit the bed. And they played the last part of the season like how they played against the Vikings in the first three quarters.
Absolute ass. That I didn't see the Chase Claypool thing until this morning, where he got the first down and then decided to celebrate while the time was ticking down because they had no more timeouts. And everyone's running up to him to take the ball, and he's all mad about it because they're like, what the fuck? Not playing for a team. He's just playing for himself.
Yeah, that's the Steeler way.
Yeah. But, yeah, congratulations to the Detroit Lions on getting a dub, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they favorites against whoever they got this week?
I don't know. Look who they're playing.
I didn't look either.
I would presume they are.
I assume they're going to lose.
I would presume they're definitely probably 10-point favorites. Double digits.
They're playing Denver. They're playing Denver.
They're playing the Broncos. They're probably are playing. They probably are 10. Probably 10-point favorites for sure now. I think we're playing.
I don't know if it's in Denver or Detroit.
I think we're playing. I think we're playing at home, and obviously
it's in Denver.
And we just had DT pass away, so I'm sure they're just going to be like out, just ready to roll over because how sad they are. Yeah. So it's possible.
It'll be the Lions. The Lions, like, don't worry, we got you guys. You need to win.
We're here to help.
Make this day special.
We will make this day special. We'll roll over and show my belly for you. Jared Goff will just be ready to rock.
Yeah, I mean, they might even just put Boyle in there to make sure it's a win for the Broncos.
Not a bad idea. Swift still out? Is he still hurt?
I don't know. No idea. Check.
I knew
his injury report.
I knew he was still hurt, or he was anyway.
I don't see him on here. Injury report. No.
No.
You gotta find Adam Schefter. He's the one tweeting out all the NFL.
All the hot news. Shit. I had last Sunday. Oh, there's the the aforementioned.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, no.
Hawkinson might not play.
I had a bet last week of five different people to score a touchdown. I had four out of the five. My fifth one, Adam Thielen, who got hurt in the first quarter. Fucked out of $250.
Yeah, I saw he wasn't playing. I didn't know. I missed the beginning of the game. So, like, by the time I started watching, he was on the sideline.
Yeah, he got hurt first quarter. This is brutal. Yeah. But
I don't know how the Lions pulled that off. I don't know.
We don't have to ask those kind of questions here on the Level Up Show podcast. We just take it at face value.
Everybody was giving the Vikings shit for playing defense 5 yards deep into the end zone.
Yeah.
Instead of guarding the front of the end zone.
No reason to do that. That is too smart a play. Again, the Vikings play three-quarter football. They don't play a fourth quarter.
Yeah. They were trying to make it look like another heartbreaker for the Lions, but they like fucked up and the dude caught it.
It was just too good. Too good to be true. All right, well, let's do some video game stuff here. That's what we do on the Level Up Show podcast. We'll talk about what we've been playing here in just a little bit, maybe do some surmise of score. But last night was, of course, the Keeleys again. Like,
how's he looking?
Old.
Pretty
old.
Wrinkles?
Maybe some Botox in there. I don't know yet. But it was like the eighth or ninth video game awards, which I don't know. Ryan, you hit the nail on the head last night when we were talking about it a little bit, which is they're not awards. They're not giving out awards. They're just showing a bunch of trailers. And, you know, I'm pretty okay with that. We've been E3 fans before. But Ryan, obviously your gripe is 90% of these are years away. Just CG.
Some of them don't even come out.
Yeah, they're not. Half of them are fake. They're just bullshit. They're not even real.
My favorite, I think where I like really turned on it was when they showed that Guillermo del Toro game that was called Insane, and it was just the word insane, and then that game never came out. I don't even know if that game even started development.
I mean, but didn't
he was on there last night.
Didn't you get excited about him talking about Silent Hill last night?
I didn't watch that.
Oh. Yeah, he said Silent Hill. He's like, my favorite franchise, Silent Hill.
Oh. Is Kojima on it?
Kojima was on it, but I don't think he mentioned Silent Hill.
No,
I don't know why he was there. Oh, he was talking about some movie, right?
He introduced Guillermo's movie.
Okay, that was it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to go see that movie next week. That Nightmare Alley or whatever.
Nightmare Alley, yeah. It's got a pretty good cast on it, but yeah, you have to let us know how it is. But yeah, the Keeleys were last night. I enjoy watching this stuff. I'm not saying that they're great by any means. I don't think they are better than like an E3 press conference, because I feel like a good E3 press conference is really directed, right? It's pretty focused in what they're doing, where this is just kind of all over the map. And I really feel like Keeley's big focus is how many games can we get on this show, good or not? How many world premieres can we get on this? It's like watching MTV TRL back in the day where they just world premiered all of the videos all the time.
Gotta pay those advertisers.
Yeah, and you know, seeing Paul George coming out being part owner of an esports team, which I had no idea about, was kind of weird. And then him giving out an award. I don't know. I appreciate this just because I am a sucker for video game trailers. So we're gonna chat a little bit about the winners, and then we'll talk about the game announcements. How's that sound?
All right.
Perfect. I'm going to scroll to the bottom of this list here. This is from IGN. I'm not going to go through all these by any means. But at the bottom, most anticipated game of the year. Your
favorite category.
Yeah, the games that are probably coming out.
Game hasn't even come out yet.
Yeah,
got an award.
You have Starfield. You have the sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. No title, just called The Sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Was that on there last year too?
I believe it was. Horizon Forbidden West. God of War Ragnarok and Elden Ring, which was your winner. I'm not surprised that it's Elden Ring, but it just felt very flat to me.
Is that like the only one that has a real release date, Elden Ring?
No, Horizon's got a February release date, no release date in God of War. So two of the five.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. You have best esports game. You had Valorant, League of Legends, Dota 2, CSGO, and Call of Duty. League of Legends took that. I still wonder how that game is as popular as it is, but I don't play it, so I guess I shouldn't ask. Speaking of League of Legends, though, you had Sting on the show last night. He opened the show performing a song from some League of Legends.
Not Wrestling Sting?
No, that would have been great. Old Man Sting singing a song from a League of Legends anime that Netflix just put out was not as good. Yeah, follow that again. Sting, you know, the Sting, not the Stinger, but just the Sting, was there to perform a song that he wrote for a League of Legends Netflix animated series.
Yeah, I've heard that show's all right.
I have heard the show's good, too.
I don't know anything about League of Legends.
Neither do I.
May not have to.
Yeah, it's true.
Is this an original hit from Sting?
If you want to call it a hit,
Roxanne.
I think that's the Police, though.
I was putting on the red light for him because it was bad. Yeah.
Sting has no solo hits in my mind. So.
Sting is just—he's just there. When I think of Sting, he is not the Sting I think of. You know what I mean?
Think of like Phoebe trying to be friends with the Sting,
right?
Friends, is that what?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Yep. As I'm watching Friends currently, that's exactly what I think of. Yeah. Best multiplayer game. You had Valheim, which, man, that game kind of came and went. I feel like this year, I don't remember hearing a whole lot about that after it came out. Amazon's New World, Monster Hunter Rise, Knockout City, It Takes Two, and Back for Blood. This is when I thought maybe there was a little something going on here with them and this the game director guy after he kind of put them on the map with saying fuck the Oscars, because It Takes Two won best multiplayer game, and I'm like, okay, that's not really what I'm looking. That's
like a real award show.
That's a couch co-op game, but okay, sure. Best sports racing game, Riders Republic, Forza, Hot Wheels, FIFA 22, and F1. That is four racing games and one sports game, by mind you. No Madden, no MLB The Show.
Madden's come a long ways. You know, it was like the original.
It
game
was.
I think it was maybe not the inaugural winner for Game of the Year, but it was like one of the first two or three shows from Keeley. Madden won it.
Forza Horizon 5, the winner there. Here we go. Best family game. You had WarioWare, Get It Together, Super Mario 3D World, and Bowser's Fury, Pokemon Snap, Mario Party. I mean, you're talking four Nintendo games, but the winner, It Takes Two. What's the best family game?
It's a family game?
Yeah, it's about divorce and sadness, but it's a family game. Again, this is when you start smelling that maybe...
It takes two to sign the legal papers.
Maybe there's something going on here. Everyone's favorite category, best RPG. You had Cyberpunk 2077. Everyone's favorite RPG. Monster Hunter Rise, Scarlet Nexus, Shin Megami Tensei 5, and Tales of Arise. Ryan was so excited to see Tales of Arise was your winner for best
RPG. I've been playing that game too, and it does not, like, the combat feels different, but the way they do the story does not feel any different.
Now,
I don't get how those type of games can win.
Ralph, when you hear the words action and adventure, is the first thing you think of Metroid Dread?
I guess it's the category it would be in.
So Psychonauts 2 is in this category, Resident Evil Village in this category, Ratchet & Clank, and Guardians of the Galaxy. But, of course, the winner is everyone's favorite, Metroid Dread. I was confused that this won this category. I really thought this was kind of a layup for Psychonauts or Ratchet & Clank.
Really? I wouldn't imagine Psychonauts even getting nominated. I'm sure it's good, but I don't feel like anybody.
Well, really the one that's about it. I think Psychonauts should have won, they gave to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Like, I think they confused
most narrative
with best narrative for that category.
All of the talking. best action game. Go ahead, Ralph.
Well, I assume Metroid would have had that in the bag. I don't. People blew their loads over it.
Yeah, I suppose.
It even reviewed higher than Ratchet.
Which is nuts, because Ratchet and Clank is so good. It got no love last night, though. But best action game. Not action-adventure, just action game. You had Back 4 Blood, Chivalry 2, Deathloop, Far Cry 6, and Returnal. I definitely feel like Returnal was the good choice there. Returnal is so... I mean, it has a lot of action, and it's good. I'm just bad at the game. Ralph, you'll soon understand.
Yeah, perhaps.
Let's see. Best mobile game, Genshin Impact was your winner there. Everyone's favorite, Genshin Impact. Best indie game debut was the hard as hell Kena Bridge of Spirits.
I just love how like indie game published by Sony.
Yeah, indie game though. Yeah.
Yeah, they name dropped Sony in their acceptance speech. Yeah. Like, how indie are you?
Yep. You also had Sable, The Artful Escape, Forgotten City, and Valheim in that category. Best overall indie game was also Kena, Bridge of Spirits. You had Loop Hero in there, Inscription, Death's Door, which I thought had it in the bag, and then 12 Minutes, which, again, should have also probably gotten a little more love than it did.
It's totally next year, I guess, best DLC, Terminator.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Resistance. You had best performance. Erica Mori from Life is Strange, who played the main character. Giancarlo Esposito from Far Cry 6, which I'm glad he did not win. And then two characters from Deathloop, which I haven't played. And then, Lady D from Resident Evil, and she's the one that got it, which...
She was barely in the game.
I was going to say, yeah. I don't really believe that that's the right call, but I think that's more appealing, the internet's love of Lady Dimitrescu.
Yeah, large ladies.
Large ladies.
Was she like 8 feet, 9 feet tall?
Yeah, she's 27 feet tall. Best score in music. Ryan was really excited about this. Near Replicant version 1224744871139.
I think they did remix some of those songs, but they were mostly the same songs from the original release, so... I don't know.
Best art direction. I honestly was very surprised that Deathloop won this category. You had Artful Escape, Ratchet and Clank, Psychonauts 2, Kena, and then Deathloop for art direction.
I think Psychonauts 2 could have won that one too.
I thought so too.
Deathloop looks good.
Yeah, but I thought the idea of like the, and again, I haven't played Deathloop enough, but the different spaces and different places you go in Psychonauts was what I was like, okay, this is in the bag, right?
And just like the way the story's presented in Psychonauts 2 is, it looks very good. Like, they did a really good job at putting that game together. So I don't know. I think it's more polished in terms of presentation than Deathloop was, but Deathloop had a really good art style too.
Best narrative, you had Psychonauts 2, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Life is Strange, True Colors, It Takes Two, and Deathloop. Again, narrative. I'm a narrative guy. My heart was in it for True Colors. I could have been happy with Psychonauts 2. I like Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't think it's the best narrative at all. Not even close.
It's got a lot of dialogue.
Yeah, it is true.
Too much dialogue, probably. Best game direction.
Some of it's optional, though, right, too? A lot of that dialogue is optional.
Yeah, you don't actually have to say or do anything, unfortunately.
You don't have to turn the game on if you don't want to.
You can just trade it in and get rid of it immediately.
I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm working on that right now. Yeah. What is the trade-in part?
Best game direction. You had Ratchet & Clank, Psychonauts 2, Returnal, It Takes Two, and Deathloop. And again, Deathloop won, which Ryan called it out earlier when we were talking offline about it. This really, that was the one for me that made me feel like, man, this year for games is just very empty. I did not feel like Deathloop was the game direction of the year.
Well, a lot of people felt that game was like the most innovative in terms of story, but to me, it kind of like 12 Minutes felt pretty similar, like a similar type of idea as Deathloop.
Sure,
it's completely different gameplay, and I don't think that game got nominated for anything, did it?
Yeah, it got nominated for. I just read it. Where was it?
Indie games.
Yeah, indie game.
Best
overall indie game. Yeah, 12 Minutes. And then last but not least, Game of the Year, which is just laughable. Resident Evil Village, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Psychonauts 2, Metroid Dread, Deathloop, and your winner was It Takes Two. So, sure.
Yeah.
I just felt very flat when that happened. I was like, what is happening? Like, this is not even, I didn't feel it. Wasn't there.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I don't know. It seems weird that, like, right now, Resident Evil Village is, like, on top of my list, and it feels wrong to be there.
Right.
It feels like a game that shouldn't even be nominated.
Sometimes when things feel wrong, it's never been more right.
So that's why, like, I don't know, I looked at that list, and I was like, wow, they really struggled to put a list together.
Which is why we're only doing a top five. because it's a problem.
I got 9 now.
Okay, well, we can do
This is like my favorite year of games in forever. And then, like, it's like nobody
else is. Like, yeah. That's true to form for you. That's true to form for you, honestly, though.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
It's a good time.
It's usually right.
Yeah. And obviously the thing that everyone really tunes in for at the Keeleys is all the game announcements, all the world premieres, and all the things they bring out and drag out for you. I've got this list. This is from PCGamer.com. This is all the big trailers. I don't know that this is necessarily in order, but we're going to go with this and hope for the best. Starting at the top of this list, Senua Saga, Hellblade 2, all in-game gameplay in that trailer. That game looks fucking great, even though I have no idea what the point of the game is, but it looks really good.
That's a big, big dude.
Big fucking dude who apparently only wants Senua.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy.
And a banger.
He did look like he was going to fist her a few times.
He might bump her.
I mean, probably it. A little bit of bump here and there might have been what was going on because she, I mean, this dude was crazy looking. So maybe she was on something. I don't know. Not quite sure. How'd you guys feel about the Hellblade trailer? Did that do anything for you?
I've not seen it. I just saw an image of it. It looked pretty realistic.
Yeah, it did. I thought it looked really good.
Looked fine. I don't know.
Circus involved in this?
Andy, yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't know. He might have been the big dude chasing after Senua. I don't know.
Yeah,
he pops up later though, I'm sure. Star Wars Eclipse, which that trailer looked fucking excellent. And then when they dropped that it was being made by Quantic Dream, I was like, what in the fuck is happening? Like,
yeah, that's who's making
Quantic Dream making Star Wars Eclipse. What the fuck are we getting?
Though. I thought it was rumored that Quantic Dream was working on a Star Wars game.
Yeah, rumor was around for a while. Looked pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever the hell that was.
I thought it looked really good. First thing that they've ever set in the High Republic era, which is hundreds of years before the movies and the Star Wars stuff that we know now.
Is any character in Star Wars named Jason? I
don't know. There is now. That's your main character. Yeah.
Yeah. Jason Jedi.
This is probably one of the hottest announcements for me. Again, no date or anything like that, but Star Wars Eclipse, definitely one that caught my attention. Again, it felt like, I hope this game comes out. I hope it's real. I hope we don't get another Amy Hennig Star Wars thing where it just never happens.
I think it'll happen.
I think this will happen.
Yeah. I bet it's fairly far along.
I hope so.
Because when did Detroit come out? Like,
it's been a while.
17?
Three or
18?
4 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would think it's, you know, it's coming along.
So, yeah. I would love that. Yeah. Detroit Become Human, April 24th of 2018.
Get to press A to Jason this time. It's going to be on Xbox.
They showed off a very quick announcement from Monolith, who's making a Wonder Woman game.
Yeah,
is it gonna have like murder in it? Like their
Shadow Mordor. I was gonna say. I hope that there is like a tiered villains list in this game with Wonder Woman. That would be cool.
Might as well.
Did they show anything from it? Does it look like Batman?
No, it literally was just.
They didn't show anything.
Literally just like black screens most of the time and a voiceover and then Wonder Woman. Tunic got a release date, which is that Fox game that they've been talking about for a few years now, like a Zelda style thing. That's coming out March 16th. Showed off, I believe this is all pre-show stuff. King of Fighters 15, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Ralph, you said you saw this, right? I did not.
I didn't see it. I just saw the announcement, but it's from the people who made the Friday the 13th game that you guys know and love.
Yeah, Dead by Daylight stuff.
It's going to be a multiplayer thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey going to be in it?
He's the Chainsaw Massacre.
Chainsaw.
He's in, I think, the fourth one. He's got, like, some metal boots on.
Him and Renee Zellweger, they're both in that one. I've seen that one, and I don't know why.
They announced Homeworld 3. The Expanse, which is a TV show, is getting a spinoff game made by Telltale. Next big one, I don't know why I got excited because I haven't finished the first one, but fucking Alan Wake 2, which we all expected once they got the rights back to Alan Wake and they did the remaster. But yeah, Sam Lake back in action.
It's survival horror. It'll be interesting to see what they actually mean by that.
Mature rated game, they said. They're going full all the way in with the scariness.
Is this one not mature rated?
It's teen.
Oh,
I think.
Teen. Oh man.
So they're going all in on this, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if mature means survival horror, but so they doing the full frontal now, like Tormented Souls has set the precedent.
So
frontal nudity.
Last night, what you missed was Sam Lake said the flashlight is attached to his ding dong, so he's got to swing that thing around.
You sure he said flashlight, not fleshlight?
I could have been mislistening.
He's got an accent.
Yeah, you just don't know. He just said, this game fucks. That's what he said. I don't know.
Dude, I assume Mr. Scratch and Alan Wake, they both fuck, probably.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Final Fantasy VII is coming to PC for people that care about that.
It's coming to Epic Games Store. Yeah. Did you hear Jeff Keighley? He's like, we are so proud for this announcement. Yeah. It was that.
Yeah, I was like, no one got this one. No one had this one on the. Is this the bingo card comment? I don't remember. But he was like, oh man, this is so cool. And I was It started with I saw Final Fantasy. I'm like, oh my god, are they going to show the second one?
That's what I thought. Nope. Due to his how he
built it up. Yeah, he built it up really hard.
Oh, it's coming to the Epic Games Store exclusively. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, cool.
Just incredible.
No one cares. I did care about the next announcement, which was Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I'm in for this. I really enjoyed that first Sonic movie enough to care. Okay. Tails and Knuckles. I thought it looked good.
Is Jim Carrey in this?
Yeah, he's still there.
Of course. Okay. Why is Idris Elba the voice of Knuckles?
I don't know, but I'm down with it. I'm cool.
I just think it's weird they got the actual person who voices Tails and everything to do Tails' voice.
Right.
But no one else.
Didn't care about anything else. Yeah.
I don't understand why they did that, but whatever.
Then after that, they announced Breath of the Wild Sonic Edition, which everyone seemed to lose their mind about, right? Yeah? Excited? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah. No. Ready for that to just turn into a dumpster fire? Yeah.
I'm sure it's already a dumpster fire.
I mean, I can't imagine having an open world Sonic the Hedgehog would be fun because he doesn't have enough
dimensions.
Like he's built on speed. Yeah,
he's built on going in circles, vertical circles.
I mean, I like Sonic Adventure a lot. I know it's a terrible game, and it was an open world. It's just like you were in little levels, but I don't know. But yeah, that game was. It was all over Breath of the Wild.
Oh, yeah. The second I saw it, I'm like, oh, this is...
It's like what they're trying to do.
We know what this is. And then they showed... The one with the darker-skinned girl that was absolutely also Zelda. I was like, what is happening with people just trying to copy and paste these Zelda games?
So did they just, give up on the Mario competition? They're like, we can't win that. We're going after Zelda now.
Yeah, apparently. So hopefully in this, instead of weapons break, Sonic breaks bones and he just can't run worth a shit. Yeah.
You're gonna lose shoes. You know, if you lose a shoe, you gotta go find it in order to run fast.
Yeah. Sonic doesn't hold weapons. I mean, there was that Sonic in the Black Knight Wii game, which
I remember that.
Looks hysterical, but where he's got a sword.
I assume this is going to be melee only Sonic, right? Maybe he's going to be a mage.
They should just make a Sonic RPG like that one on DS, Sonic Chronicles.
Listen, if you can turn South Park into an RPG, you can turn anything into an RPG.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think Sonic's got decent enough characters. I don't mind them. And they've been around forever.
I mean, they did Mario, Paper Mario, and that one that Square Enix made.
Yeah.
So they could do it.
It's possible. They showed off some Horizon Forbidden West, which comes out in February. They showed off some Destiny 2, The Witch Queen, which that trailer was very, Very weird.
I thought that was – I was like, okay, this is Warframe. This is a new Warframe expansion. It's a Destiny 2. Yeah. It's like, what?
No idea.
What's happened?
Silent Hill creator Kiyachiro Toyama. I probably butchered that. There's a new game that he announced, or they announced at the Game Awards, called Ralph.
Slitterhead? That game did not look very good.
No, that game looked awful.
Might be cool.
The idea of it is – I mean, it's very Japanese horror, people turning into things, things turning into people, awkward looking shit, but weird, very weird.
Like it didn't look, it just looked like every other horror thing that's come out in the last
publisher
10 years. I don't know what it said.
What's the last time he's made a game?
I don't know. Like he said, he formed a new studio for this, and they like Bocon Studio. That's probably not what it was.
I don't remember.
So they kept flashing that logo, but I don't think they said a publisher.
After that, they showed off Nightingale, which was made by one of the, or maybe the game director. Was it the game director from the first Dragon Age? Is that who he was?
I want to say they said Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, okay, maybe that's what it was.
But maybe it may have been on another one. I don't really know.
Let's see here. Yeah, Nightingale is what that was called. PlayNightingale.com. Yeah, crafting, building, shared world stuff.
PC only.
PC only, yeah.
As of now.
Yeah, Inflection Games is who they are. I'm trying to find out where they came from, but I'm having a hard time doing it, so I'm just going to let it be. That guy made one of the Dragon Age. You're probably right, it was Inquisition, but I don't remember for sure.
I thought that's what they said, but yeah. I'm not sure.
They showed off a little bit more of that Lord of the Rings Gollum game, which we've heard about previously.
Coming to the Switch,
buddy. Wow. It's going to... that was one of the hottest switching. It was so fun seeing all the Nintendo announcements be 30-second clips with 8 games inside of them. I'm like, this is terrible. Like, why is this happening? Can you not just give me something here? No.
They're not going to waste their shit on a Game Awards show.
They don't
show.
Give a fuck. Next up after that was a game called Somerville, which I...
Looked boring.
Yeah, it didn't do anything for me. I was kind of bored about that.
Jeff Keighley was like, I'm so excited to play that. It's like, there's no way you have time to play any of these fucking games.
He loves to lie to you. He loves to
And he's like telling us his Spotify top 3 artists. And I'm like, I've never heard of any of these people. And I don't want to, even if you like something I like, I don't want to listen to it now.
They're all fake.
This is where I'm at. They probably were.
After that, they finally showed off Cuphead, the delicious last course, which has been supposed to have come out 3 years ago. I don't even know.
This is
been
DLC.
This is the DLC.
I love how they're like, travel to DLC Island in the game, and it's called DLC Island.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But that song was pretty good. I mean, that whole routine or performance. Yeah.
Yep, they were pretty good. This originally came out Windows and Xbox in 2017. So you're talking 4 years after the main game, are we finally getting the delicious last course? Which I would assume. I mean, I know that they really diversified with Cuphead. They got like an animated series coming sometime in.
We got books.
2022. You got books. Probably got a sequel coming at some point. But yeah, finally. Finally getting the delicious last course, which is coming in, what was it, June?
June 30th.
I thought the whole thing with the claymation mixed with the actual gameplay looked really good and made me remember how good Cuphead was, even though I'm not that good at it.
Great game.
Afterwards.
Did you finish Cuphead, though?
I never did, no.
I did.
Ralph did.
It was a bitch. I
was too much of a pussy to do it. It's too hard. I gave up, which is no surprise.
You beat Bloodborne. So
at what point do I have to stop falling on that though? I've used that since 2016. I can't do it forever.
Until one of us has
to beat it.
Ryan has beaten it. Okay, and it's not going to be me. I'll tell you that much.
I have it installed on my PlayStation 5.
So he's getting there.
I booted it up like 2 times and then shut it off.
Yeah. I don't know how to say this name, Tachia. That was the other Zelda game that did not look very good. They showed off a very long trailer for Suicide Squad Killed the Justice League, which was gameplay, which to me just looked like fancier Avengers, where you were controlling a lot of these Suicide Squad characters and doing the Avengers thing where you're just shooting and killing multiple things with different characters. So
yeah, I like killing, actual murder.
Yeah.
Probably. It might be, it's probably gonna be fun, but like, yeah, it didn't like stand out to me in any way at all.
Yeah. I have no hope for that game to be good. No hope.
Yeah, it's probably fine, but yeah.
A game that I do have hope for is that Forspoken game. I think that game looks really good.
Yeah, it probably is.
It's really next gen looking, I guess, was like the thing for me when I'm looking at it. Is it like, okay, this looks like it's taking advantage of what these systems can do quite well, and that excites me.
And then you're gonna find out it's coming to the Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was actually running on the Switch in this gameplay trailer, probably.
They show it from very far away.
Yeah, somebody zoomed in on their phone of the trailer. Ralph's biggest announcement of the night, favorite announcement of the night, was Saints Row gameplay footage. Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh no.
No. Oh, man. I don't know why they're rebooting this. I just keep thinking at some point in the game you're gonna get towards the end and they're like, psych, we're back. It's the old Saints Row that you love.
Yeah. Well, it's all bullshit.
Is it even like the same developers? The same group
it's
of people?
Volition.
Yeah, it's Volition, yeah, it's the same.
Okay.
Like, it'll probably be fine, but I don't give a shit about them rebooting it. I don't know. Seems weird.
Well, weren't they, like, at a point where they were, like, living in, like, some simulation by the fourth
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, in this one, yeah. They'll just bring it all back. Fuck. Yeah.
Because they, like, blew up the Earth.
Yeah. It's hot jam.
They announced a Dune RTS coming out, which I could give a fuck less about after watching
Spice
Dune and being
World.
Very consumed. Yeah, that's exactly right. Sporty Spice, mm-hmm. Ginger Spice, they're all there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Dune, but I was going to.
You should. It's very dense and it's not bad. It's just, it's a lot.
One of the, Gaming Off the Grid guys said he was showing some game hunting stuff, and I guess they buy DVDs too, and he found Spice World, and he said that at one point in time people thought that the Spice Girls were going to be like the next Beatles.
People
and I don't remember that at all.
I was a big I loved the Spice Girls when I was a kid. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
I mean,
they were out when there was a bunch of boy bands, right? So if anything, it would be like,
yeah, but they were the groundbreaking ones because they were female.
Well, I mean, I guess if he means like
they're from the
British
UK or
British invasion situation, then I mean they invaded America and the whole world. So
yeah, but
they
was
did that.
Good music or bad music?
Well, Wannabe is a classic track, but I don't know. I'm not a Beatles fan, so I'm not the one to. Yeah. I understand they're probably good though, so I don't. Yeah. know. They're probably better than the Spice Girls.
You just got to get back.
I had to poll people.
Get back.
They never made a Beatles world, did they?
A PlayStation 1 game? No. They didn't.
I mean, some of them are still alive. They still can.
No. Well, don't do that.
Next up, they showed off a very awkward transition with Will Arnett and the girl that plays Tiny Tina. I can't remember her name. Anybody with
Ashley
her name?
Ashley Williams or
Birch?
Ashley something. Birch, yeah. Ashley Birch. Birch. Yeah.
They were on stage trying to do some shtick. They showed off Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, which looks like more Borderlands. And honestly, I kind of thought it looked good. So I might be down for this.
You think it's going to sell well? Because I think they like thought Borderlands 3 was going to sell really well.
I
think that did not do well at all, because that thing was selling for like $9 real fast.
I don't expect this game to sell well at all, but I bet you, because of people's trepidation, I bet you it gets reviewed pretty well.
Yeah, I wonder
are
if
you
your
saying,
box is in trouble.
Are you saying they're paying people off to review this well?
I'm telling
is that
you
what you're implying?
That I received a check that I cannot tell you who it was from.
I was the Pooplers people. I knew it.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you received a flash drive, a jump drive.
There's a magic trick involved.
A medieval
We opened a Medieval Times in Kellogg, I forgot to tell you, and Randy was grand opening the thing, and one thing led to another.
Is that why he left Gearbox? Magician.
Yeah.
He's make magic.
Showed off Among Us VR, which I thought is just I think that's a cool idea. I wonder how well it's going to work, but I think it's a cool idea.
How'd the graphics look? Same?
It was like 2 seconds and it showed them hitting a keypad, but it did look about the same.
Okay.
I think it's it's literally a 30-second trailer. So
that'd probably be a good Oculus game.
Yeah, and that's, I think, that what they were showing it off on was the old Oculus. So showed some Genshin Impact stuff. Steel Rising, I think I missed this. Ralph, do you remember what this was, or were you in bed at this point?
I don't recall this, so it must have been.
Yeah, this looks... Steel Rising is what it's called. I don't... This doesn't look very
good. What's it about?
Some metal dogs and some metal people, robot stuff with guns. You know, most video games today.
There's never been a Terminator Steel Rising. Like, what's going on there? Like, I feel like that could work. That subtitle could work for Terminator.
Terminator's the shit. Ralph, did you see this Metal Hellslinger trailer?
No, but I saw there was an article about it earlier somewhere. And
I mean,
I don't understand the first person shooter rhythm genre.
This is
what I want.
No, dude, this is Doom with more metal. That's exactly what this game is.
Third person action rhythm genre.
I can't. No, you're still a Guitar Hero.
No. what was that game called? Drakengard 3 or whatever? Like towards the end of the game.
I didn't get to that part.
Oh yeah, bitch.
I can't do a Cryptid the Necrodancer, so don't make that into a first person shooter.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I thought this looked interesting because it just looked like Doom, but with more rhythm based stuff, and I'm kind of into that. So
wouldn't that work with Super Hot? Because then you have to kind of like get in the flow with Super Hot.
Yeah, and I don't like Super Hot. Yeah, I don't know. Derek's the super hot guy.
I do like some super hot. Hey-o.
I only play super hot in Alabama, though.
It's one spot and one spot only. Former Telltale developers are making a Star Trek game called Star Trek Resurgence. Rumbleverse, Jet showed off. Plague Tale 2. Woo! Yes, please. Plague Tale Requiem. Give me that shit.
Yeah, it'll be interesting what they do with that. Is this like more rats, or what are we doing?
What's the rat
tech look like?
The whole thing looks really crisp, but the rat tech is good. And I believe the end of the trailer showed that it was all next-gen consoles, so we're not trying to put that shit on
I older really stuff. Hope it does not end with another rat battle, because like...
That battle was rough.
It's the white rats versus the dark rats. Yep. You know, they're
it'll crazy. Be a rap battle this time.
Yeah, I mean rap that would battle. Work. You know,
I was hoping you meant the band rat the whole time. Honestly,
15th century rat battle. No.
Round and round.
This is the only round and round joke you'll hear on this podcast today. I apologize.
Lay it down.
Dying Light 2. They showed up a cinematic trailer. Crossfire X. Crossfire Cross.
Probably a cloud version. There's a cloud version of that Plague Tale game, Requiem.
Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt, which I think was a battle royale vampire game.
All right.
Weird.
But it sucks.
Yeah, GTFO got a 1.0 launch for PC only, which I thought GTFO was a cool idea. And when we saw it a year or two ago on the Game Awards, I thought the idea was cool and people played it. But obviously, I don't have a PC to play it. So
did it win most anticipated back then?
Maybe it did back then, but not now. Nothing wins other than Halo and From Software games. They showed off the Halo the TV show trailer, some Mustang stuff, and Rocket.
That once I could have swore they already had a Halo TV show once.
I mean, Red versus Blue, but that wasn't really a TV show.
No, I thought they had like a live action one. Like around the time that like Halo 4 or something came out.
You're thinking of that time that you drank a bunch of Game Fuel and put on the Master Chief suit and thought you were the Master Chief.
No, I thought I went over to somebody's house and they were watching.
And you were LARPing?
No, I was like, man, I can't believe you're watching this lame Halo. can't be very good.
They showed off. I'm going to try to blow through the last of this stuff here. Elden Ring got a new trailer. They talked about the Matrix Awakens demo, which I downloaded. I've not played, but it's just an Unreal 5 experience.
There might be a video of that on our TLUSB YouTube channel.
Stupendous. Never mind. Let's throw that over to the YouTube channel. They showed off a game called Ark Raiders, which didn't do anything for me. No, I wish it was.
Not that Ark.
Talked about PUBG now that it's free to play, Lost Ark, Persona 4 Ultimax. I'm going to skip through the rest of these. I don't know. I think that's kind of it. Yeah. Mostly everything else. Babylon's Fall got a release date. I think it's coming out in March. So, okay. Yeah, that's the Game Awards. I don't know. I think for me, the thing I saw that I liked the most was that Star Wars thing. I thought that was the coolest.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Do you like any of Quantic Dream's games?
I do, yeah. I like most of the Quantic Dream games.
Okay, because I have a very strong feeling that it's going to play a lot like
just
those
like
other
ones. Yeah. I like most of those games. I thought Detroit was only bad because some of the characters weren't great, but I thought the game overall was pretty good. I thought Beyond Two Souls was a little ham-fisted with, you know, it got a little preachy, and I thought... the first one,
Heavy Rain,
was really good.
Indigo Prophecy.
Never played Indigo Prophecy.
No.
I think I purchased it on my mobile, but never played it
digitally.
Yeah, you can.
PlayStation 5 through the PS2 on PS4 thing.
What would
yeah,
you say?
It's not confusing, but yeah.
What would you say? Would you think Halo? Or I'm sorry, Star Wars for you, Ralph. Favorite thing from the show.
Probably as far as like a reveal.
Sure.
I mean, or like a premiere. I mean, that Cuphead shit looks pretty hot.
It does look hot. I really thought we were going to get some Silk Song action.
Oh, well, yeah.
It should be.
Well,
what happened to that Chrono Cross announcement? When's that happening?
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe,
Maybe Silk Song will be on a Nintendo Direct.
That could be.
I feel like Nintendo loves Hollow Knight.
Could be like a Nintendo first kind of thing.
Yeah, it's possible.
Ryan,
Dying Light 2, Nintendo first.
Ryan, you didn't watch it, but out of what we just talked about, what sounds the coolest?
Well, I know you guys kind of shit on that horror game from the Silent Hill guy, but like that sounds cool that he's doing something again. I don't know what he's done recently. But...
Slitterhead is just a terrible fucking name.
I mean... It might be good. It just didn't show super well, I didn't think.
And then Alan Wake 2 is also pretty cool. But yeah. I saw that game doesn't come out until 2023 and probably won't even come out then. So
I would guess they've been working on that for a little while, though.
Probably, but I imagine it's not going to make it. Like, when you say something's coming out 2 years from now, like, to me, it's like, why even say the date? Because it's
maybe,
probably going to get delayed again.
Maybe December. You never know. Last possible moment. Who knows?
December, yeah. Like Halo.
Yeah, yeah. Wait till the very last. No one. There's been nothing all year, so we might as well put it out now. We'll get better reviews.
I mean, usually when that happens, when you delay to December, bad stuff happens. I think Halo is okay, but like Cyberpunk kept delaying. I think they were November though.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah. The smartest is to put it out right after Christmas, so it'll bomb. Yeah.
Best
way to do it.
They used to do with the Just Cause games.
Yeah. So. Smart.
Sneak them in there.
People had Christmas money. So.
All right. Well, that's what I've got there for the Game Awards. That was kind of the big piece of news over the last week. Why don't we flip over to what we've been playing? I'm going to let Mr. Careful Ralph lead us off because I know he has had nothing but love with most of these games. So, Careful Ralph.
What is it that you have been fired lately?
Start us off. I hit you up the other day when you were playing this game because I was going to watch you play it, and then I think you immediately got offline when I invited you. So tell me about Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance.
I didn't even know you did that.
Because I was like, hey, maybe we can record something. It's like, maybe we can record something for this. No, he's on the... I think he bought it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it on Game Pass?
Yeah, it's on Game Pass.
It's $20. I don't know. I think that game's pretty good. It's really stupid. But it plays like a PS2 game, sort of, I think. Like, you're just, you get thrown into a level, and you just go through, and I'm playing as an archer, so, like, you just shoot the shit out of everyone. The enemies are pretty stupid most of the time, which I'm okay with. The loot's pretty good. I don't know. I'm okay with $20 I spent on this.
Did it remind you of, like, Dungeon Siege or something like that? Or no?
Like
Dungeon Siege 3 or something, I think.
I never played that. I mean, I guess it'd be kind of like Diablo if you turned it into a third person behind the back thing. But I mean, it doesn't play as well. The problem, I mean, like with the loot, like you'll pick up loot, but you can't equip it until after you finish the level, which is kind of weird. And like you'll get to checkpoints, and it's like you want to rest here and like give you all your health and hope and all your potions and shit back, or do you want to just raise your loot level? So every time you find loot, it's going to be a higher level. And then I'm always like, yeah, I want to raise that loot level. And then I'll go and get destroyed and lose my checkpoint and have to start the stage over. I put a video up of it on our TLUSP YouTube channel. I'm not going to tell you it's good, but I'm having a lot of fun playing it. It's real dumb.
I did see like people already doing their lists, and I did see that show up on a top 10 worst games of the year.
I mean, people shit all over it.
I think it's mostly because like when it launched, it was super buggy, and I'm sure they fixed a lot of that now.
Okay.
So it probably plays better. But
probably.
How dark was the Alliance, and when was it made in that game?
I really don't know because I've skipped a lot of the cutscenes. Because I don't give a shit about the plot. I don't know who any of these characters are anyway.
I just wonder if the subtitle means nothing. Like, I just pretty much just like took it to associate it to that old Dark Alliance Baldur's, series.
But, Baldur's Gate or whatever. Yeah, that's probably what they did. I guess.
Because I think that same company released that remaster of the first Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance.
Probably, yeah. You know. I'm having fun with it. It's probably a lot more fun with multiplayer because I'm just soloing.
Did you check how long to beat on it?
I remember completionist was like 20 something hours. So I mean, it was less than that, obviously, for just story or whatever. I don't even know if I'll beat it, but I don't regret my purchase. I'm not gonna get rid of it unless it just completely pisses me off at some point.
Hell yeah.
But it's probably worthless, so that's that.
You played a little bit of Returnal. Tell me about Returnal.
Yeah, just right before the show started. I don't know. That character, she moves really fast. And it's almost too fast. I mean, I've killed
old,
some enemies.
Old Celine.
Celine. Yeah. Celine. I got murdered once. I don't know. I don't really know if I'm going to like it yet or not. Like, it feels okay, but I feel like all the rooms look the same so far. All the environments do, which I'm sure they'll switch at some point. But, yeah. I mean, I've only played for like half an hour probably at the most.
It's more by area. Like, the first area looks very similar. Second area, completely different, but it's a lot of that, so on and so forth. So if you play the first area, it looks like that. It's very much that dark, kind of drab, a lot of grays. Second area is different.
Did you get the same like next-gen feel as when you played Ratchet and Clank, or not really?
No, not yet. I mean, with the controller, I guess.
Yeah, the feedback.
It's like it's got the weird, like...
But not as good-looking as Ratchet & Clank.
Well, it probably is, but it's like Ratchet & Clank's so colorful. Like, I don't know. It's, you know, a lot different to look at. And I don't know what the hell I'm picking up at all in Returnal so far. I'm sure I'll figure that out, but, like, finding all these things on the ground... Or, well, some of them will tell you what they are. Like, get to scan them. The other thing is just like this weird yellowish goldish shit I'm finding, and it's like adding.
That's
to...
your currency.
Okay, I don't know what any of that is.
Yep, you'll use that to buy like, stuff at some point.
Okay, but yeah, I haven't played enough to get a real good feel on it. But
if you want to record something of you doing Returnal, I would be down to sit in with you and watch you play some Returnal.
Okay.
Let me know this weekend. I would be down.
Maybe this weekend, yeah.
We can fuck with it and see if our audios are working yet.
Yeah, we need to get that going.
I would like to.
We need to stream our games of the year.
That's true. Yeah, we should all just do that. Yeah.
Except Ryan's won't be on Xbox, or will only be on Xbox for
and not on the TLUSP channel.
So far, my game of the year is Resident Evil Village, which I have on both Xbox and PS4.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's true. So yeah, that's about it for Returnal so far.
And then you played a game that Ryan also played, so you guys can both chat about some Tales of Arise.
Guessing he got further than me, though.
I don't know. I got like an hour in, and I was like, this game is boring as fuck. I'm done.
Hey, dude, I felt the same way. But I think I got further than that.
Like, I don't even think the combat was, like, exciting. Like, it's fine, but it's...
They it's changed like, it. It's different.
Like, it's not like it's bad at all. It's just, what was I just playing that the combat was similar? Well, it's like Probably Ease 9.
Scarlet Nexus? Uh-oh.
Even Scarlet Nexus. It's like, you know, like square, triangle sort of situation, yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, and I just don't love, like, getting into an encounter and then it become that, then it become a real-time battle system, which I think is kind of how Trials of Mana was, if I remember right. Like, you run into the enemy and then
it shifts
the encounter.
Yeah, then it kind of shifts.
And you can't leave the little circle. I don't know. That game didn't do anything for me at all.
So it feels like the other ones, like presentation, story, menus, like, because I've played quite a few of these, only finished one, made it pretty deep in a couple of them. And yeah, like I made it pretty deep in Tales of Zillia, pretty deep in Zestiria, and then finished, what was that one called?
Was there Tales of Vesperia?
Berseria?
Berseria?
I bought Berseria, but I did not. What was the one that they like remastered?
Tales of a wandering guy away from his microphone.
Yeah, Derek had it. Vesperia.
Okay, I thought so.
So, yeah, like they all feel the like same kind of look and feel, but like the combat they changed slightly. So it feels like you have more control. Yeah, like the story, like I wasn't paying attention during the story. I always get the gist of it, like two different groups of people, they both hate each other, and then they're a group.
Ready? Going fight!
Very interesting.
Going out with this lady, has some power, like secret powers that, did you get to the part where the orb comes out of her chest?
Yeah.
Yep.
And the sword, I don't know what the fuck was happening. And even the guy was like, what was the deal with that sword? And like, we don't know.
Yeah, one dude, the main character you play as, he can't feel pain, and then they're joining up to take down. Like,
yeah,
she's basically a traitor to her kind, and they're joining up with her to go take him out.
This
I
was gonna say,
no eye holes, and he can see through it.
This Leonardo DiCaprio fella, Iron Mask.
I think he's a little bit older. Maybe I don't know how old was Leonardo DiCaprio in Iron Mask.
I couldn't have been 15. More than like I was gonna say 20-ish.
I know, might be a little older. Hard to say though. I mean, since you can't see his face.
I was going
to
say he's wearing a mask, so how do you know?
His mask did light up some, like it turned a little blue when he was grabbing the orb from her boot.
he wears his balls on his face, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, something about Japanese and orbs coming out of boobs, like it happened in Switch Wii U game.
Tokyo.
Mirage Sessions, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of orbs coming out of boobs and that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The game, I've seen a bunch of video of it and pictures of like the open world looking pretty cool in that game, and I just haven't got to that part yet. So maybe it'll get better once you get out of that initial area and get to the open world. But it feels very much like a Tales game. And like for me, like a Tales game winning RPG of the Year is just like I don't even know if they played any of those games. Like, how's the Tales game winning
RPG? They had no other RPGs.
Yeah, and that's been it.
They're very old school, like in their presentation and their like story.
So you got rid of Tales already, Ralph? Just chucked it?
I did. Yep. Yeah. Went to GameStop yesterday. Had some unloading to do.
What else was in the load?
Tales of Iron. Hate that fucking game. Didn't like the way it felt at all. I just, from the moment I started it. And what else was there? This one's going to hurt, but I got rid of Kena.
Did you really?
Oh, shit. How much did you get for that?
33.
Oh, man. I was going to say, I would have bought that for me, too.
I almost asked you guys. I was like, no, they don't care. Like,
say, like, at some point, Derek either has to make a trip to your house or you have to make a trip to mine.
Yeah.
Or something so I can
get Ratchet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to come to yours so I can see your new place.
Kena, like, all the environments look the same. I could never, like, figure out where the fuck I was going because everything looked the same. And, like, the combat wasn't good enough for me to, like, deal with it being challenging. I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm out.
But did it feel like the best indie game of the year?
I mean, no. I have a few indie games on my top 10 or 5, and no.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't even really consider that game an indie game. Like, what else has that developer done?
I think it was their
first game, yeah. Okay. That's why they're indie.
And then they're going to get bought by Sony. No longer be indie.
Crazy.
Yep.
No more Kena. Most disappointing game.
Get rid of everything.
Most disappointing game of the year.
Definitely not the most disappointing.
So many games that come out, like it's pretty overwhelming. So like, yeah, if one doesn't click, move on.
Yeah, you at least have the ability. Like, I'm just a sucker. Like, I should not have spent the time playing Far Cry 6. I should have just immediately moved on. But I beat that game, and I did not need to, but I did. Like, you are just a smart man. I told you. Just cut it out. Move on.
I'm the one who finished that Neptunia Cross Shinran Kagura game. Well, so no.
you know your audience.
Were there any orbs coming out of boobs in that or no?
Probably. There's probably a lot of things coming out of boobs in that game.
Anything else you've been playing, Ralph? Otherwise, we'll move on to Ryan.
Oh, I forgot I played Monkey Ball. That's it.
Monkey Ball, it's just whatever.
It doesn't feel right, but whatever. It was cheap, so
that's true. That. Okay. Well, rough week for you, buddy. I'm sorry. Hopefully Returnal grabs you and it's not sold by the time we talk next week, but I won't put it past you.
Well, I didn't pay much for it.
That's true. You got a pretty good deal. So.
Yeah, I think you paid less than I did.
I mean, definitely paid. Yeah, paid under half. Yeah, you could have bought the game three times for what I paid for that fucking game.
Yeah,
it's a sad state of affairs. Ryan, any more to add on Tales of Arise?
No, I think I probably made it just a little bit further than Ralph did. I always give those games a shot. Like, I have Zillia 2 and Berseria. I buy all of them usually when they're around that $20 range. I think this one was like 30, 35 when I bought it. So I figured I should try it sooner rather than later. But yeah, I mean, the combat feels different, hopefully for the better. They had more modes in that game. I don't know if you saw those, Ralph, like one where like you really don't do any combat at all. You just kind of watch the long ass story.
Just instantly get bored. Yeah.
Where it seems like you can I don't know how easy it would be because it seems like you define your character's strategy and they just fight on their own, which could end up being harder, I guess. I don't know. But I didn't try it out. I just have like the full manual style. Like, I think there's like a auto full manual and then like something where you just let them go at it and you're not really playing the game. You're just going through the story.
Do something else. You just let the game play itself.
Well, yeah, usually. Like, I had, like, Metroid Dread and going, and I was, like, playing that while the cutscenes were happening. And then I was just on my phone most of the time too while the cutscenes were happening, because like those games are like, they will tell you what they're talking about in the first couple sentences and then just keep going. So you already know what's going on, but then they just keep going. So yeah, they really could cut out a lot of that dialogue, and they just don't for whatever reason.
Yeah, got a lot to say.
Yeah.
You also played some Disco Elysium this week.
Yeah, So I guess I don't know if you got this or not, Derek. But Best Buy sent out an email that had like a free gift certificate in it.
Oh, I did not get one.
You can win anywhere. It was kind of like hidden in your emails. You might be like, I don't know which email you use, but it might be like hidden in like one of your promotional emails or something like that.
Okay, let me see.
And you click to reveal the gift card, and it's like anywhere from like $5,000 to $5,000.
When did this happen?
And I think it was within the last couple weeks.
I have I had a Member Monday thing, but that was all I got.
I can try to find the email so I can show you exactly what it looks like. Yeah, I think mine expired on the 13th.
Okay.
So I think you might still have time if you did get it.
If I got it, but yeah. I'm going to guess I didn't, but.
Yeah.
I did not.
Mine was only $5. So, and then I had another $5 certificate. So I just combined those to get $10 off. Right. So I got it for $30. So I just put it in, downloaded it, played it today. The game's not very big. It was only like 8 gigs or something like that. So it's really quick download.
Right.
And then you get like, you create your own character or pick whatever you want. I'm not great with character creator, so I just picked one of the ones that were already there. And like some of the like stats and stuff that influence choices you can make and dialogue that you can make, there's a ton of them, and they can be very confusing. So, and they'll like pop up on the screen as it happens, like as one of them influences something. So I just picked the character with the most intelligence, because I figured that would like unlock different options for me that I wouldn't have otherwise. But they also, I think they have one that's like a very physical character, and then one that was a very like psychological character. I don't know what all that would end up doing, but yeah, it just starts with your character. I guess he's like a drunk detective and has a little bit of amnesia going on, like he didn't even realize he was a cop.
I've been there.
Yeah. So it's just a bunch of weird dialogue, and it's kind of like there's like some like internal monologue going on that's talking to you while you're making these decisions, and it's not clear whether or not it's him or something else. And the dialogue can be interesting. Some of it's a little goofy, but so far, like the first quest I got was to go find his shoe that he very likely threw out of a window when he was drunk. But he doesn't remember, so he could have also got the shit kicked out of him and somebody threw his shoe out the window. So that was like one of the first things they have you do, like the first quest. And then he feels, I guess that he like feels more comfortable once he gets his shoe back, because he's walking pretty raggedy until that happens. But tons of dialogue choices, tons of like just walking around clicking on shit. And then like it seems like a game where you could get overwhelmed really quickly in terms of like different options of how things can go and if you made the right choice. So I'm definitely going to just try to just whatever happens, happens, and not worry too much, because I don't really know how you find the best outcome from the start. Maybe replaying it multiple times. But it seems cool. I think they added a bunch of dialogue to these releases too. I think the original release didn't have all this dialogue.
Yeah, the final cut part.
Yeah. So, but it seems interesting enough. Like, it's pretty simple so far. I don't know if there's any like combat or anything like that. It makes it seem like your character can die, but I don't know if that's just from like choices you make. Yeah. I have a quest right now to find a tape so he can go sing some karaoke.
Nice.
We're always looking for karaoke time.
Yeah.
I still want to pick this game up, so hopefully if there is a Best Buy discount or some kind of that I can use, then I will do that, yeah. But we'll see.
It has looks not gone pretty cool. Like, the art style looks pretty cool.
That's what I was... Yeah, the idea of like the way it's kind of like isometric looking, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're just kind of like in an environment kind of wandering around. Yeah. It's a little bit goofy at first because it's like PC game converted to consoles, so sure. You're used to like figuring out how to select stuff the way they want you to. But once you get the hang of that, it's not as bad.
It's weird. After that, it looks like you you did play the backlog loser game of the week, which I'm happy to hear you
put on here.
Some Kane and Lynch. How was that?
Well, so I finished the sequel. So I was interested to see what the original was like.
Sure.
And I forgot that, like, that series, especially the first one, was, like, really heavy on wanting you to play a co-op. So, I think it's Lynch is the weird one. He's got, like, psychological issues and is always taking pills to supposedly make them better, but it kind of seems like it makes it worse. So I don't know what it looks like if you do a co-op, because I think co-op, one person's going to play as Kane, one person's going to play as Lynch, and I don't know how those decisions go, but yeah, he kind of like just follows you around all the time, and if you're not playing with another person, it's kind of annoying having to try to tell him what to do. And a lot of it just seems like they're just sending waves of enemies at you. So it's like third-person shooter. You're kind of a little bit of cover base, but going in cover is kind of awkward. And the first mission is just like you getting broken out of like GTA 3 style, broken out of, like, I think you're being transported somewhere else. And most of that, you're not really doing much. You're just kind of like waiting for them to tell you where to run to next. You can shoot if you want, but you don't really have to. So that first mission is really kind of boring. And then the next one, like, they're right into robbing a bank. So, and I don't know, the thing that made this game interesting was, like, Lynch had psychological problems. I don't think Kane does, but there's a part in where you're robbing the bank where you send Lynch to go look at, I think his name's, whichever character's what, I always forget which one is who. I think you send Lynch to go monitor the civilians in the bank. And then when you get back up to him after you rob the vault, Lynch has, like, killed all the civilians. And I don't know what happens if you are Lynch. Like, that's where it'd be more interesting to play this as like a co-op type thing to see, like, whatever Lynch sees. But I think he said somebody was trying to get away and he just ended up, like, murdering all of them. But yeah, I don't know. Overall, though, like, the game looked okay for being an old 360 game. Like, the environments were pretty bland, but I thought it was going to look like really shitty, but it actually looked okay. And it's not one of the, I had to play it on my 360, couldn't play it on my Xbox Series X because it's not backwards compatible, even though the sequel is. So I don't know why they didn't get both of them. I don't know. I'd say it does not hold up very well. The shooting is not fun. The co-op stuff might be okay, but like both the characters running around together in single player isn't fun. He's like a more broken Sheva. Like, he's pretty stupid.
That's brutal.
Yeah. So, but the game's only like 6 hours, so I don't know if I should try to just power through and finish it or what. So,
I mean, if you got the time, otherwise we got plenty of games for Game of the Year you probably should play.
Well, it feels weird though to have, like, I finished the sequel but not this one.
I could see that's, but, like, kind of like how I feel about Psychonauts 2. Like, I played that but I did not play the original. But then again, I also played a game that there's 5 mainline games ahead of it, but I decided to start this one, so I don't really have a whole lot of room to talk.
I thought you had already finished all those. Oh, like, well, like Halo Wars.
Yeah,
like,
I did. Yeah, I finished Halo Wars specifically. Yeah. And Reach. Everyone's favorite's Reach, so I finished Reach.
I don't know if this is like, it's easier. Like, I was talking about how hard it was to jump into Killer 7 just because that's so old. But, like, so Kane and Lynch wasn't difficult to jump into. It's just
old.
It doesn't hold up very well.
Yeah, it's still just old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, where else? Let's go. We'll go with Halo since I've also played that, and we can just chat about that a little bit before we go to Metroid. Tell me about your time with Halo, because I also played about the first hour of it.
So are you out? Did you finish
No, I did not.
Mission?
I got to the first mission. I have not gotten I didn't gotten to the surface yet, but I did get through the first mission thing.
It feels a lot better once you get out to the surface. Okay. Like, and then, like, running around, like, so it's, I know I saw some reviews, like, trying to compare it to Far Cry, but not really, because it doesn't feel the same. It doesn't overwhelm you with a bunch of stuff like Far Cry does. And also just like traveling around the world is much better like it than Far Cry. Your character just feels faster. And you get like, you have that grapple hook right from the start.
The grapple hook's nice.
And even like without the grapple hook, it seems like it's pretty forgiving over what things you can climb over. So you don't feel like you're just stuck and can't get somewhere.
Right. I definitely died a few times as I was going through that first mission. I don't know if you did, but I did.
Did you do normal or heroic?
No, I did normal. I'm just bad at those games as I've never played one.
Yeah, I normally played on heroic, but I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to do heroic this time.
Yeah, I got so my ass on. I was also just like running. I don't know how to play those games, so I'm just running in, guns a-blazing, trying to fucking brute force take my way through all this shit, and you just can't really do that. Like, you should definitely
get
some cover, take some smart shots, use your grenades, you know, use the melee. Like, they definitely want you to use all the facets of the combo.
Couple of those grenades are sticky too, so it's always nice when you land one of those.
Yep.
Unless you land one of those with the enemy right next to you, because then you blow
up them.
Yeah. But I usually try like doing the marine weapons. Like, I don't like, I know there's more variety in the Covenant weapons, or I think they call
just
them.
Just give me the AR shit.
Yeah. So I usually try to stick with the marine stuff. Switch to the Covenant banished weapons whenever I have to. But yeah, no idea what's going on with the story. Never really have for Halo. So I know story stuff is gonna happen. Some fucked up happened to Cortana.
Here's what I know. There's some rings. You have guns. Yeah. That's what I got.
Yeah, and you're blasting.
And you're just blasting your way through everything. AI partner. Absolutely.
Well, actually, you haven't got the AI partner yet. But
nope, I don't have anything yet.
But yeah, go around. Like, the environment looks nice. And it runs really smooth on Series X. I think
it doesn't
run as well on the older Xboxes. But, and I haven't turned on I could turn on 120 frames per second if I wanted to, but I haven't done that. So I've just been doing the 60 frames per second one.
Yeah.
It seems good.
It played really well for the little bit I played of it. I thought the guns felt nice. I mean, again, I played a lot of the multiplayer already. So that was pretty similar to what I'm already doing. But, the story stuff seems whatever, and I am having a decent time, and I will go back to playing Halo. So I'm liking it.
The only thing that I wish they would have done different is like you get abilities from like Marines that have died. And it seems like you can't use them all at once. Like, you can use one of them. Like, you can use the grapple hook. You can get in like a shield. You can use the shield. And there's one to like show like enemies that are kind of camouflaged or cloaked. You can't use those all at once. You have to do some weird maneuvering between them to select one. So weird. That's kind of annoying. Yeah. And there's not, as far as I can tell, I think I might have all the abilities already, unless it's going to be like a weird scroll menu.
How many hours are you in?
I don't know. Probably I'm like maybe three, maybe four. Okay. And I've been doing a shitload of side stuff. I've been trying to avoid the story stuff, but because it doesn't seem like there's too much side stuff, so it's not as overwhelming to go like kind of
clear that shit out.
Thing you hear of. Yeah. But I also don't know if it's necessarily worth it either. So maybe I'll just mainline the story. But
yeah, I'll probably just mainline. I haven't decided yet. I thought I was just like, okay, if I'm gonna do this, I'm just gonna mainline the story and go from there. But we'll see how much fun I end up having. But yeah, so far so good with Halo. Wrap us up here with what we've been playing, and tell us about you finishing Metroid Dread, the Miles, best action
disappointing game of the
action
year.
Adventure game of the year. Yeah.
I think I pretty much said everything the last time. I got to that final boss and like seemed really overwhelming because like the boss moved really quickly at first. So like I looked up a strategy how to beat it, and it was like you eventually unlock these missiles that you can hold a button down, and I think you can shoot five at once, and that person was doing that to damage the boss, and I was like, okay, yeah, I can do that, it's no problem. And then I go in there and try to do it, and I'm just horrible at, because the boss is really fast, so you have to stand still to line those missiles up, and he seemed to be doing fine in the video, but I for whatever reason could not do that, was just getting murdered. So then I just kind of wandered around and did some of the optional stuff to unlock more missiles, some more health, didn't really get much health unlocked, but I got a lot more missiles that I ended up not using at all. And just went back in there and tried fighting the boss again. And I don't know. I guess I just got better at the game because I was able to dodge him better. They have like this, I don't know if they do this in past Metroids, but like you get a multi-jump type thing where like you jump, spin in a circle, and if you hit the button at the right time, you can continue just jumping up forever. You have to do that a lot in this final boss, and I was pretty shitty at that for a while, but I got better at it as I was playing. And you really need that to dodge him because he's fast. So finally got through the game. I was pretty relieved because I didn't think I was actually going to finish that shit. And then, yeah, I just took it out immediately. I don't think I'm going to play it anymore. You unlock a hard mode, which I don't really want to do that. And then, like, most of the stuff that you get, like, for, like, I've 100%ed a couple of the areas. And you just get, like, concept art. Like, that's all you get is concept art. So, I mean, maybe you get more for, like, unlocking all of it, but I don't know. The game as a whole seemed okay. Like, I really, like, there's a couple bosses where it just felt like the difficulty just, like, ramped up immediately out of nowhere. And, like, I felt not prepared at all. But, I don't know, eventually got through it without having to cheat. So, and I was trying to find a way to cheese that final boss, but, like, I couldn't even do the way that the dude in the walkthrough video was doing. I just did my own way, and it worked. But I don't know. Well, the game's okay. Probably not. I probably would not consider it like game of the year, but I don't know. That's the only Metroid game I've ever played and finished. So probably not the best judge of that series.
I don't know. I'm not like an expert by any means, but I will say that that's not a good... It's not a good showcase for the series, in my opinion. And it's like the best review game of the year, or one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, what are they? You think they even consider those types of Metroid games the mainline anymore? Or is it pretty much like Metroid Prime, like those type of Metroid games?
These are the mainline ones.
The Dread
ones?
This is like
canon. I mean, Dread is supposed to be Metroid. The fourth side-scrolling 2D one, I believe. Yeah, like the Primes is like a spin-off, I guess. I don't know. I think you probably like the Prime games. Like if they ever come to Switch with updated controls,
like I'd I don't know why they wouldn't. Because they re-released them on Wii, and did they bring that to Wii U or no?
No, it's only on Wii. Okay. I mean, supposedly. The rumor has been for years that they're coming to Switch. I don't know. Maybe they're waiting to see how Dread did, and then maybe they'll dump it out next year.
Sales, but they got good reviews at least.
Oh, Dread sold a shitload. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Prime 4 is not coming out forever. So, like, if they could dump out the trilogy next year at some point, then keep that Metroid high going. Perhaps.
Yeah, maybe they'll do another one of these before then. I can't imagine they take as long to develop as the Prime ones, but
yeah, I forgot how many years it said Dread took. I thought it was like 3, but it is more than that. I don't know. Just keep Mercury Steam away from it. That's all I want, but they won't.
Yeah, probably not. Like, especially since this one reviewed well and sold well, they'll probably have Mercury Steam do another one of these.
Yep. Since this one got all the dick sucking, it's definitely they're not going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't really feel like going back and like going through all the different areas to get power ups, they really did not, like, nothing felt distinct. Like, I never was like, oh yeah, I'm in the beginning area now. I just feel like eventually you do unlock a thing where towards the end where you can teleport to any of the areas.
Nice.
So, but it's like at the end of the game, like, right when you go to do the final boss, that's when you unlock the ability to teleport to any of those areas. It's like, I guess it's just if you want to go back, but you can only do it from a teleport spot. You can't do it from like where you transition to a different I don't know what they call them. Are they planets or whatever the hell they are? Like,
you know, like you ride the tram or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, you can't do it from there. You have to go to like the specific teleport spots. So, some of those worlds don't even have a teleport. So, teleport to the nearest teleport to that just to ride the train thing over.
I hate that shit.
That sounds awful.
Not a fan. Yeah.
But, I mean, towards the end of the game, though, like, the main enemies that you encounter, like, just run around the world, like, they don't do shit to you, so you're pretty much just running through them. It's just the boss fights can be pretty brutal.
Crazy. Bus scale, what do you got? 74 of them, that's what I've been told.
I put it below Tormented Souls on my list for this year. So.
Well, that's because there's nudity in Tormented Souls.
Yeah, I mean, Samus could have gone full frontal. That would have been then the first.
It's game of the year. If you see some Samus titties, I mean.
Well, I mean, more than that. I mean, Tormented Souls went more than.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, it was a little shadowy in Tormented Souls, so.
That's just all the bush. Administration. George.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
I think that's the current administration in the Metroid series right now.
Sounds about right.
Unnecessary wars. I'd say like maybe production values. Well, no, because I don't even really like the way they do the story in Metroid Dread. Like the beginning is so boring. The cutscenes get a little bit better, but like speaking some weird Raven language, I don't know what he's speaking. Somehow Samus can understand it. I don't know what ability she has to do that, but I don't know what did I get Tormented Souls like 40 some.
That sounds about right.
40 some Bush administrations
out of 74.
Yeah, maybe about the same. I guess I don't know.
All right, good enough. All right, well, let's wrap this fucker up, put a bow on this bitch, and throw it back over to Mr. Careful Ralph. Ralph, take us home with a little bit of Surmise the Score, please, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Surmise Score, Surmise Score. I hope you know what you're in for. Surmise Score, Surmise Score. Everyone Surmise the Score.
Well, hello. Hello there. Welcome to Surmise the Score, the segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores of games that are not out yet during this thrilling season, which will never end. Whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their backlog list.
This is powered by Subway. That never ends. Then it goes on and on, my friends.
I just bought a lamb chop toy for my dog.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and then they started singing it forever just because it is a song that... Anyway.
I didn't even know that was Lamb Chop.
Hell yeah. PBS, baby.
And Lamb Chops are delicious. Brian had to play Kane Lynch because he fucked up. Man, sorry, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, there was a game I wanted to play on there, but you guys just didn't pick it.
It's true.
So
maybe this time.
Many moons ago, we surmised a score for one of the most nominated games of the year.
Metroid Dread.
Deathloop.
Oh, I thought it'd be Takes Two.
Oh no. I don't know if we did that. Deathloop. 88 out of 100. As a PS5 version. Coming pretty hot. Several months ago. So, coming in second place with a guess of 80 was Ryan.
Oh, man. Oh, Ryan shit. Safe.
No game for me.
Nailing it. Oh, man. Potential spam phone call. Nailing it with a guess of 81 was Derek.
Yes.
Blowing it.
Nice.
Out the ass with a guess of 79.
Love it.
We were all pretty close. Ralph.
Yes.
I think I only Derek in that one.
Only Derek was the closest. Derek.
So many TurboGrafx games on here.
Yeah, I looked at my TurboGrafx mini.
I love it.
He's got the Jedi Fallen Order on there too.
Yeah, he does.
What is JJ and Jeff?
I don't know, but it looks fun.
It's
like a 2D side scroller.
Some good names: Airzonk, JJ and Jeff. Lords of Thunder is pretty generic, but
yeah, I'm not actually sure what that is.
New Adventure Island, was there an Adventure Island before that?
I feel like it's a cop out. Go ahead.
It was Wonder Boy, and then it became, they're like, Wonder Boy split off into like what we know Wonder Boy now, and then Adventure Island came and took over the Wonder Boy. I don't know. It's weird.
As much as I want you to play some Bonk, because Bonk, I think the right call is that you should play some Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, because I want you to like that game a whole lot. And if it's on this list, it means that you're kind of indifferent about it. So I'm thinking.
Did you see what was up? Like a few entries above that?
Balan, that's where I was really leaning towards, some Balan Wonderworld. I'm like, oh man, no.
Pick that.
It's at the end of the year. You deserve to play a great game. And maybe after the shit that you dealt with these games you didn't like and got rid of, you'll also get rid of this one.
Oh, I didn't pay much for it.
No, I think I really do think you'll like this game, personally.
Okay. Jedi Fallen Order.
What trading is on that?
I only paid $15 for it, so it's probably not much. All right.
All right. That's Jedi Fallen Order. Here it is. We gotta surmise some scores for games still.
Let's surmise one. Yes, they are. Let's blast through this real quick, because who's going to be our expert here? I guess it's going to be Derek. Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach.
Yes. Yeah, that's me. Oh,
coming
boy.
In hot real soon. Uh-huh. Derek, how do you feel?
I have
is
no
idea.
I don't know.
I have no idea anything about any of these games, which means I am the expert. I'm going to go that this is going to get a 72.
When's the last time you've been to Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh boy, a decade.
Oh, okay. 15. I wonder, it's the last time you've been there, Ralph. Maybe I've been there the most recent of all of us.
I was probably there in like 2004.
Okay, yeah. I have you guys beat. I've been there in the last decade. I've been there at least a few times for my brother's kids' birthday parties. So.
Okay. So you would be our second expert, Ryan. Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. Derek said 72.
72. Oh man, Derek, not thinking this game is gonna capture the world. Like
no.
The first one.
No.
I think it might be onto something, but I don't want to go too low, so I will do 74.
74. Well, I will do the right thing and sandwich myself.
There it is.
Okay.
With a guess of 73 is what I have chosen.
So next summer, when we finally get around to seeing what the score of this game is, we'll know that Ralph made the right call here.
Yeah. I was thinking about going 69, but I thought that was too bold.
Too on the nose. I think what we should do at some point after the first of the year is we should do a surmise the score only episode where we find out who won what, and then we just pick like four games we each have to play and then just clear out the backlog a little bit, and then we can get back on track. Season. Yeah.
Okay. It's all the TurboGrafx-16 games.
You should have laid out all the TurboGrafx mini games. You should have just wrote down the TurboGrafx mini 16, then you could have just played all of the games.
Is that the best version of Splatterhouse on TurboGrafx-16? Or
I don't know. It has the English and Japanese versions, I believe. So I'm not sure.
Speedrunners.
I don't know. I just hooked it up recently, and I was like, I could put these on my surmise the score backlog list powered by Subway, because they're really, I could just play them for like 10 minutes and say I played them. So there you go. I'm going to cheat. I can't with Jedi Fallen Order though. Thanks a lot.
Fuck yeah. Can't do it. Gotta play it. I really hope you like that game, because I remember, it's just, I can't wait for a sequel to that, because it should be really good. So
Okay. We'll see.
Ballon, no sequel for that ever.
Well, maybe.
When you make perfection, you don't need to.
Yeah, that's true. That's what they said with Bioshock. Like, why do a sequel for Bioshock? It's so good. Same thing for Ballon Wonderwolf.
No more Kickstarter because Kickstarter's pivoting to cryptocurrency. So Kickstarter's done.
Oh.
Well,
good.
Yeah, apparently Kickstarter is transferring to. Let me see if I can pull this up really quick.
So now you have to go straight to GoFundMe for your indie games.
I just want you to know, Derek, I saw the headline just a little bit ago that said Wonder Woman will use them as a system.
Yes.
So I know that now.
That'll be awesome. I think that'll be really cool.
How? Like, does she have that many enemies?
I mean,
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Who are Kristen random Wiig. Thugs for Wonder Woman?
Batman.
I don't know how to read all this.
Gonna golden whip the fuck out of Batman.
All this says, the Bloomberg article says, Kickstarter will move its crowdfunding platform to blockchain. So take that for what it is. It's got that word in it. So
It's still gonna fund, but it'll have blockchain.
Built around cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and all these nuts. I don't know.
Pretty sure they'll convert your dollars into whatever needs to be converted into.
I don't have a lot of dollars to be converted, so I guess I'm out.
Yeah.
Do you think the ATM down at the Kellogg Country Store can convert my dollars?
Yeah. Like, I need to fund Ballon to
single-handedly. Here's $12.
Where's the Ballon Wonder World 2 button on this machine?
Right. Yeah, I press it. I'm going to smash it. Okay. All right, well, that's going to do it. We're going to wrap up the show, episode 285. Next week, look for us playing some Jedi Fallen Order. Ryan, what are you going to be playing?
I don't know. I'm kind of in weird limbo where I need to finish games. So maybe Halo. Probably should focus on Halo.
Yeah.
But then I also want to finish Life is Strange because I feel like that.
That
go higher up on my list.
I think
some of the games I have.
I think that should be in some conversations, right? Yeah. Ralph, what outside of the great Star Wars game? What are you playing?
Returnal, Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay,
you know,
the usual.
Yeah.
I should get back to Blasphemous because they just came out.
That DLC. Yeah,
and I didn't finish it yet, so I need to get back to that one day.
I think I'll be playing. I need to play some more Guardians. I think I don't know how close I am. I got to be like chapter 9, chapter 10.
Okay. Yeah, I should probably play that too. Hopefully, I'm not too long.
I think I could, if I just focus this weekend and get through that, I bet you I could finish it this weekend. And then I would like to play some of.
You got to finish the fight.
Sackboy. Oh, I do want to get back to Halo. Yeah,
finish
Halo.
The sack fight.
Yeah. I'd like to play with my sack. Yeah.
How much is the Terminator DLC, Ralph?
$15. It's like 4 hours long. I haven't bought it yet.
But you will.
I don't know. I heard it's pretty hard. Like, they made the enemies smarter. And I don't know. I don't know if I want that.
Maybe it'll taint your memory of how great that game was beating it twice.
I should have called it Steel Rising.
Yeah, there you go.
Should have.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
All right. Well, next week we'll be back. We got to figure out when we want to do Game of the Year. If we want to try to do it before, like in this month, or should we just wait till January? We should discuss that at some point. So, I would say maybe wait because we need more time. I have, however, tapped Mr. Andrew Morgan to give us some audio clips of his. Favorite games
of the year. Audio clips of him buying stuff in card games.
No, I mean, it might be. It might just be. It's probably just, I mean, to be fair, I've been playing a lot of Solitarica again. Man, that game's really good still. But
so that underrated list that Ralph read, did Andrew Morgan know all of those?
I didn't ask him. I should have. I just texted him and was like, hey, I need you to record your top five and whatever else you want to record so I can slap it into the episode. And top he said, okay.
Deck builders.
Yeah. It's all gonna. It's just Pokemon over and over and over again. That's all it is.
What is he? Do you know? Have like a sneak peek of like what he's been playing? Or do you not know?
No. Last I knew, he played some Far Cry. Didn't like it. He loved Pokemon Snap. And I mean, Hearthstone is life, so I presume it's just nothing but Hearthstone. So,
yeah. Would he know any of those influencers or creators of the year?
He was, you know, he was going to esports things for a hot minute and would maybe know some of those guys. I don't know now. He recently just had a kid. So little, I think Jaina maybe is her name.
It's gonna take all the card money away.
I also thought that, but it sounds like he's doing okay. So he's still making dumb purchases. So, but yeah, we'll find out from Mr. Andrew Morgan what his games.
No diapers this week.
What his games are. So I also am going diaperless this week. I'm tired of it. I need to take it off. Brody, however, all diapers for Brody. Poor old man.
Yeah.
Keeps peeing everywhere. All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Level Up Show podcast, episode 285 in the books. We will be back again next week to talk more video games at you. Until then, for Ryan, for Ralph, I am Derek. Level up.